The Ben Franklin Transit Board, or BFT, is voting on two resolutions. Both call for rolling back the amount of taxes collected by the Transit Authority. But the board members must decide whether, one, to cut it themselves, or two, put it to a vote by the public. In March, Governor Inslee signed into law a new transportation package called Move Ahead Washington. It would give the BFT $75 million over the next 16 years. As part of this grant, there are two important provisions. All transit riders 18 and younger must be able to ride for free, and the Transit Board must maintain its current taxing authority. In April, the board's attorney, Jeremy Bishop, told members that by giving up some of their taxing authority, they will lose the ability to obtain the Move Ahead Washington grants. But this doesn't concern Chairman William McKay. He says that he is not in favor of raising taxes. He's voted against tax increases, and he's not worried about the possibility of losing that money.
Transit has operated with all of that extra funding coming from us, from the state. And so, again, at the end of the day, it's still going to function. And it doesn't mean that we have to be more efficient. Yeah. So for me, no, it does not concern me. And that's what we'll talk about in the board.
The loss of the Move Ahead grants is only part of the issue. Caleb Suttle is a bus driver and the only non-voting member of the BFT board. He says the tax cut would only save the average resident $2.68 per month. And he's warned board members what would happen if tax cuts were made to services, including those for the elderly and disabled.
Cut some jobs that we still need to fill. There wouldn't be a choice except for to get rid of some routes or cut the service back on them. Cut the service back on dollar ride. The way that I look at this more than anything is the routes and the dollar ride service that's going to be cut. That would be a disservice to our community.
And it wouldn't help projects already approved by the board.
So had we paid for those projects all right now, we would be at negative $3 million.
Alex Hudson with the advocacy group Transportation Choices says the board is being short-sighted.
They will be leaving money on the table, money that's coming from the state into the Tri-Cities community. Tri-Cities taxpayers will not be receiving the money that they're investing into the state back into their communities, and that money is going to go elsewhere.
Despite knowing the effects of losing the tax money, Chairman McKay still wants to press ahead with the vote. And depending on which resolution the board approves, voters in Benton and Franklin County could see the issue on the ballot later this year. I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.